You're listening to SBS News.
The political week in Canberra started the way the previous one finished, with continuing talk about allegations of bullying in the Liberal Party. Federal Liberal MP Anne Soud-Marlis announced she wouldn't stand at the next election, then used parliamentary privilege to name her alleged bully as New South Wales State Liberal MP Gareth Ward.
Was it because they thought I'd lose the next election? Hardly, when I had the confidence of the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and the current Prime Minister Scott Morrison openly stating on national television their support for me. This was all about Gareth's narcissistic revenge, planned and plotted. I have decided that enough is enough.
Ms. Soud-Marlis has since accepted a 3-month secondment to the United Nations in New York, along with Labour MP Jenny Macklin. That will keep them out of Parliament for the rest of the year's sittings. Then there was the announcement of a royal commission into the aged care sector, which prompted an emotional reaction from the first senator to ever serve with a disability, the Greens' Jordan Steele John. He broke down while describing the treatment of people with disabilities who've died in institutional and residential care.
These are the human beings. These are the loved ones, the mothers, the fathers, the sons, the partners who need justice, who demand justice, whose lives were worth living. I will not stop, I will not rest until they find the justice that is so desperately owed them.
The government has rejected his call to extend the inquiry to cover people with disabilities. Meanwhile, with food tampering incidents showing little sign of slowing down, the coalition passed strict laws on such tampering, increasing the penalty from 10 to 15 years jail. That puts the laws in line with child pornography and terrorism financing offences. Beginning when needles were found in strawberries in Queensland earlier this month, the problem has spread to every state, and even other fruit, with reports of contaminated bananas and mangoes. The supermarket giant Woolworths has even withdrawn sewing needles from sale in hopes of bringing an end to the crisis. Attorney General Christian Porter says he hopes the changes in the law will deter copycats.
Obviously, we mean this to have the maximum deterrent effect possible, and we don't resolve from the fact that it is a very strong response, and it has been a strong response delivered very swiftly this week, but it's precisely what is needed to draw a line under this conduct and stop it from having another week of damage done to our fruit growers and to our farmers.
$1 million has also been pledged to fast-track recalls and increase detection measures, while export rules have been tightened. Meanwhile, a multi-billion dollar deal was struck with Catholic and independent schools, ending a long-running stoush over schools funding. The new parental income funding model will mean $4.6 billion worth of funding allocated to schools, including an additional $1.2 billion for the government to spend as it deems appropriate. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the supplementary funds could be used for initiatives such as supporting children in drought-affected areas. But opposition education spokeswoman Tanya Plibersek says the government should instead restore funding that's been cut.
You don't need special funds, you don't need special deals, you need a fair deal for every child so that every child in every school in every part of Australia gets a proper education.
New South Wales Liberal Education Minister Rob Stokes has also criticised the deal, calling it unfair. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says he's confident the states and territories will come to an understanding.
What I offered to Rob, and he gladly accepted, is a full briefing. And after that full briefing, we're going to sit down and continue our very progressed negotiations.
And finally, after threatening the move for more than a week, Greens MP Adam Bandt moved a motion of no confidence against Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. It followed a Senate inquiry finding Mr. Dutton misled Parliament over his intervention in highly publicised visa cases involving European au pairs. With no government MPs crossing the floor to support the motion, it fell short of passage by just a single vote. In Parliament, Mr. Bandt questioned the minister's honesty and integrity.
Is any one of these ministers telling the truth? Can we have confidence in what they say? And what has become crystal clear is that with respect to the Minister for Home Affairs, you cannot trust what he says to this chamber.
Mr. Dutton is maintaining his innocence. Further questions remain over his eligibility for Parliament, though, due to his financial stake in two childcare centres that receive public funds. Asked by the opposition in question time why he continued to support Mr. Dutton, Mr. Morrison fired back.
Because he's doing a fantastic job, Mr. Speaker. That's why I'm asked about interventions that have been made by our government, and in particular the Minister for Home Affairs. It may interest to the House that during his time as Minister, the Minister, when he had responsibility for these matters, exercised a ministerial intervention power to grant 4,816 visas. Now, Mr. Speaker, in just two financial years between July 2011 and June 2013, the member for McMahon, when he was the minister, and the member for Gorton intervened over 23,000 times.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.